hello and welcome to episode 13 of the Happy Travellers podcast. This week, we've been playing around with Wi-Fi extenders and we're going to talk about the iBoost. Well, we've been parked up at Castillo de Banos for a few weeks now, and the on-site Wi-Fi has been reasonable, but it can be very slow, very variable. The signal can drop out unless you climb up on the roof of the motorhome and have your laptop or iPad or phone with you and point directly at the Wi-Fi access point, which seems to be pretty much in the middle of the site. So it's been quite annoying to have a Wi-Fi signal that you can connect to and it says it's pretty strong, but then for you to be told by your web browser that there is no internet connection. So we thought about what to do, and you know, switching back to our EE 4G MiFi device can get pretty expensive. We have quite a lot of data with that, 64 gigabytes per month at a cost of £30 or thereabouts. And we can use the whole of that in Europe, but we run out of it pretty quickly because of our voracious use of the bandwidth that we need to just operate our daily lives as podcasters, vloggers, and avid watchers of YouTube channels. We can averagely use maybe 200, 300, or 400 gigabytes a month in terms of bandwidth. So we try to get onto Wi-Fi signals as much as we can, because when that 64 gigabyte runs out, we're allowed to buy extra data from EE at 10 gigabytes at a time, which is the highest package that they'll do as a bolt-on, but that costs £15. So, and when you realise that 10 gigabytes roughly lasts us about 2 days, so that's an extra £7 or £8 per day in roaming charge costs. They're not roaming charges as such, but it's internet access costs, and that can be pretty steep if you imagine that we might have, you know, 10 to 15 days of the month where we don't have that 64 gigabytes, or where we've used that up. So if we're paying out for maybe 10 of those add-ons, that can be another £150 a month in terms of internet access. So Wi-Fi for us, and free Wi-Fi usage, can be very, very useful. So while we were camping at Benicassim at Bonterra Park, they offer a monthly package at €38 per month, which was a bargain as far as we were concerned. It was €38 per device, unfortunately. So we bought two devices, and you know, for 2 months. So that was £76 each month for our devices. But now that we're at Castillo de Banos, I have free Wi-Fi across the site, even though it is quite flaky. So we looked around, and we'd heard of the motorhome Wi-Fi iBoost, and we were very happy to buy one of those. So I tried to order one from Amazon, but Amazon had difficulty delivering from the retailer down to this part of Spain. So I phoned Motorhome Wi-Fi direct in the UK, explained our situation, and they were immediately on the case. They said, oh yes, we know Castelo de Banos, we delivered there a number of times, and we use one of our extended delivery services, DPD rather than UPS. And although it was a fraction, maybe a pound or two more expensive for delivery, it was only about 8 days in terms of ordering it and it turning up. So we've been very, very happy for the last few days on Wi-Fi supplied by the same Castelo de Banos free Wi-Fi signal, but boosted into our motorhome via the iBoost. It's super simple to set up. It really is. You switch it on, attach the directional antenna, and then log in to the Wi-Fi signal that's given out by the iBoost, and you're given a password, and it's pretty obvious which network you need to log into. Once you're onto the Wi-Fi network, it's a question of going to the administration page of the iBoost, and the very detailed instructions gives you the IP address that you need to log into and the username and password to get into the device. And once you're in to the device, it's a question of clicking onto the network tab, choosing the right Wi-Fi network to boost, locking that signal in, and then pressing the OK button. Once that's done, launch your phone, iPad, laptop, whatever you have, and then you are connected to the internet. There are sometimes some security settings that you might need to type in, such as the site Wi-Fi username and password, but that's all made available for you in the iBoost settings tab. So, as I say, super simple to set up. It boosts the Wi-Fi and you have a very local Wi-Fi network that we can connect all of our devices to at the same time and use the internet to our heart's content without any of those nasty extra costs. So if you've been thinking about how you can get a better signal from a Wi-Fi device or a Wi-Fi service that's a bit further away, and maybe the signal is a bit weak, then why not consider the iBoost Wi-Fi extender from motorhomewifi.co.uk. We're not affiliated with Motorhome Wi-Fi in any way or the iBoost, and this is not a paid promotion. So this is our personal experience. We bought it, we paid the full price, and the full price for delivery. So we really are very happy with it indeed. But if you do go off to Motorhome Wi-Fi and buy one of those, maybe just mention that you heard about it from the Happy Travellers. Well, that's it for this week. I hope you've enjoyed this little podcast, and I'll be speaking to you again next week. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great week. Bye-bye for now.